HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones, weekly on Urban Media Today Radio. A full report on all HBCU sports action. Also join us on a weekly basis on Urban Media Today, talking sports with our host Trevin A. Jones, sports columnist Ray Porter Jr., sports reporter Vince Butts, and the big guy, Alan Lincoln. That's all happening weekly on Urban Media Today Radio.
It's the third quarter's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Yep, we already went through the first half. If you missed it, you missed some good stuff because we're about to get into the NFL. We got Margo Hinton, hoop star, female hoop star, just played in the Senior Olympics, man. I'm impressed, man. Go ahead, Margo. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Margo.
I want to talk about the silver.
she don't look like senior. I'm blown away. Thank you, Mr. Bruce.
Senior basketball is this.
I was just going to say you got to be 50. You got to be 50.
Well, she don't even look 50, though.
It's my first year eligibility.
She do not. Balling already. And then we got Aubrey Bruce, who's been covering the Steelers for a long time and covering the Pirates, too, and a lot of Pittsburgh sports. But he does a whole lot of other things. You'll find that out on the network, on the radio network. Yeah, I'm announcing some secret things about Margo and Aubrey. That's why they're here today. But anyway, and then we got Ray Porter Jr. and Vince Butts. And the conversation was in the NFL. We were talking about Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers. Gentlemen, and you were voicing your opinions and your views.
Right.
I don't see Le'Veon Bell as that superstar. So I don't know what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, he's not.
I mean, I and no disrespect to Le'Veon Bell or the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I agree.
But I am baffled when I'm listening to the news, and we're talking major news.
Yeah.
And they're saying Le'Veon Bell this, Le'Veon Bell that. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Like, I don't see Le'Veon Bell on the same level as Ezekiel Elliott. And some people might say, what are you talking about? Because I see Ezekiel Elliott having so much potential and actually performing. Like, he's been impressive with 1,000-yard rushing seasons and that type of thing. And maybe it's just me, but you all got to help me out with that one.
It's hype. That's what it is.
But
see, part of it.
See, I look at Le'Veon as, and I won't say, I don't want to disrespect him, but like a poor man's Marshall Faulk.
I can see that.
And I know Marshall well.
Right. I mean, and Marshall's a Hall of Fame. You know, running back. Mm-hmm. So, I think Le'Veon's extremely valuable to any franchise, to their offense. I would give him the money. I mean, I think he's superstar, but I think if he's not, he's close. He's right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he may not have the cachet of a Todd Gurley or some other running backs or Ezekiel Elliott. He's not in a big market like Dallas, but I think he's every bit as valuable as Ezekiel Elliott is to his franchise. I think he's actually a little bit more valuable. I think he's better than Elliott, and I'm an Elliott fan. Mm-hmm. But what he does out of the backfield and catching the ball, I mean, he's like multidimensional.
I love Le'Veon Bell. I met him; he was very nice. But as the old folks used to say. And I'm 50 now, so maybe I'm old folks. But he's a little sometimey. I don't know. I feel like he's sometimey. He's great, pass, catch, run, do it all. But he's sometimey. I just want him to be all time.
I mean, he has a history of not being on the field all the time.
Right.
But I'm actually hoping that he has a second consecutive injury-free, plays the whole year.
Right.
I want him to get his money.
Okay.
Because I think running backs look like us in the NFL.
Right.
And I want the NFL to stop devaluing running backs, you know, and hyping up quarterbacks. I mean, quarterbacks are the leaders and they're this and they're that. They get their guaranteed money like Kirk Cousins.
So they devalue running backs that look like us,
right?
And they value quarterbacks that sometimes don't.
Right, most times don't.
Now the thing about what you said, I wrote something last month. I called it the urbanization of sports. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, when sports first really became prominent, the Industrial Revolution was just happening. Mm-hmm. All right, so people would go after Sunday after church, and they would play baseball, football, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when it started to urbanize, they started to build these big stadiums, mm-hmm. then the economics changed. So why would they allow anyone of color to come make, they were making $200 a year, mm-hmm. GDP, mm-hmm. but these athletes were making $4,000 or $5,000 a year. So why would they allow them to come make this money, show off these big glistening brown bodies mm-hmm. to all these white females, mm-hmm. okay? But more importantly is that when football first became prominent, it was like basically like rugby. You couldn't throw the balls or quarterback. They called him a quarterback because most of the time, 1/4 of the plays, he was running the ball. Right. But after the forward pass came through, it tried to make them be more cerebral because now they had to analyze the whole field. But they wouldn't allow blacks, even after the Keller line thing was broken, to be quarterbacks because that means you're in charge.
Yep. It's true.
And, right. and you have to, you have anybody know Willie Thrower was the first black quarterback with the Rams. Right? And Joe Gillum was like, you know, just insanely good.
Right. And then the dude with the Broncos too, yeah.
But but the thing about it is that with Bell, Bell can do a lot of things, but Margo says sometime his running style is sometime. I call it herky jerky. Misty Skippy, I don't know what to call it, but the point is, it's not like them boys coming out there rolling like Eric Dickerson. OJ was like poetry in motion, you know.
He ran like a horse.
And I agree with Trevin that I love him as a player, but I don't think he's that cog in the wheel, that superstar that's going to get you over because he just can't stay healthy.
Period. That's what it is, and I agree with that. I mean, my thing is, I could say that he's probably the third best running back in the league right now. I would put Todd Gurley at number one. I mean, he was an MVP candidate. I mean, that says a lot for the LA Rams. And then I'd also put Elliott at number two. Elliott won a rushing title his rookie year, man. I mean, he did some things for Dallas that complimented Prescott and the rest of the team. And so I just think that, he like a so-called businessman, is just trying to capitalize the free agent system because he knows he can.
But if you're putting – if you look at positions across the league and you did your top three, you did your top three quarterbacks, I guarantee those top three quarterbacks are all superstars.
I agree.
So, absolutely. You know, I mean, your top three wide receivers are superstars. Right. I'm just saying if he's top three, he has to be a superstar.
But he's
a superstar.
But he's already making more than any running back in the league, though. So it's, you know what I'm saying? He's already doing it.
I think the way the Steelers use him, I think he needs to get paid.
I think $70 million is getting paid. You know?
I mean, of course, he's getting paid.
No, I'm talking about as far as market value, too. I mean, that's just my opinion, though. That's more than – overall, it's more than Brown.
You don't have to say it's just your opinion. It's what you say.
Right, but it is.
Wasn't that the
offer? But it's still my opinion, though.
He'd be the highest paid running back with that offer.
But he already is. He's making already more. Is. Yeah, with the franchise tag, he's making more than any running back in the league.
He made more than all three of the Patriots running backs combined.
For sure, yeah. And
one year.
Now,
we didn't go to Super Bowl, people.
That's a little it's a little unfair because of that system,
right?
You know, I mean, with the exception of for New England, Tom Brady and Gronkowski. I mean, who else is going to get paid on that team? So, well, I mean, and they're a plug and play type of system.
Basically,
Margo said something about devaluing running backs. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. People don't realize they've been devalued from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how they start to devalue. A lot of young college kids, right before they get out, well, is he smart enough? Or he got in trouble. He stole this loaf of bread out of this store. So now he goes from a first rounder to a third rounder. Mm-hmm. There's so many media-based and information-based ways that they devalue players.
No.
Not even their work on the field is just part of it.
But that's my thing is your performance should speak to how you're compensated.
Exactly.
And if you're gonna like the Steelers, you're gonna run this kid in the ground, then yo, I mean, pay him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he should be compensated based on on his productivity and how he performs when he plays.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly, nothing else should play numbers into it.
So right. let me clarify what I mean by a superstar when I say that. I don't see him as bringing a breakaway back. I'm used to seeing breakaway backs. Are those backs gone now? Do they no longer exist? I'm used to seeing a back. If you give the ball to a Tony Dorsett, so to speak, or like Aubrey said, an O.J. Simpson, mm-hmm. or to a Jim Brown. And I know for you millennials, you might not know who I'm talking about. Google it. Anyway, I'm talking about backs like that. I'm talking about even a Marcus Allen. I mean, right. You don't see Herschel Walker. Mm-hmm. See, when I'm thinking superstars, I'm thinking, okay, the minute you give me that ball at any given time, right. one move, you can break it. Walter Payton.
I mean,
one move, and I'm gone.
I think he's in that class.
Really?
I mean, in terms of the top running backs now, mm-hmm. not necessarily how he fits into all time greats, mm-hmm. but during in this time, this ones. Right, this period right now,
mm-hmm. so the breakaway backs are gone. So to speak, because I mean Todd Gurley, I could see him being a breakaway back,
and he's done it too. Yeah, he's had his breakaway.
I mean, you're saying, year. I mean, I think Le'Veon is fast enough. I think he's powerful enough. I think he has the moves mm-hmm. to be a breakaway back. Mm-hmm. But part of it is not necessarily on him; it's how he's being used.
Well, I get that,
and I think, Trevin, that we have to look at the French have a word called equipoise, mm-hmm. it means equal balance. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of these guys that broke away, but you know you have a lot of these defensive guys, man, mm-hmm. that are fast. These corners and these mm-hmm. safeties, mm-hmm. so that limits the breakaway mm-hmm. backs now, just because of the equipoise of the defenses mm-hmm. that are being fielded now.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Never thought of it that way. Sure. I'm just looking as a fan, and please, anybody that's listening, man, if they're playing in the NFL, they're superstars in my eyes. I don't care if you're sitting on the bench because yeah, well, you're actually playing.
They you made it, the
team.
Yeah.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? And because it takes you a lifetime to even get to that point to make the team. So I have mad respect for every NFL player, every NBA player, NHL hockey star player. I have mad respect for all of you as athletes. I'm just looking at it from my opinion as a fan, what I'm used to seeing. I don't see that breakaway back. And if you're a breakaway back, and like Aubrey just talked about with the defense, I get it. But when you talk about superstar and you talk about the type of money that Le'Veon's talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm thinking, okay, you're that star. I mean, Adrian Peterson.
And that's who I was thinking of. He used to be
that type of star. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Adrian Peterson had said that before his injury, because remember, Adrian Peterson was injured with his knee, came back the next year, and smashed rushing records.
Yes, they did.
That's a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying all-time great. I'm just saying superstar performance. I have not seen that from Le'Veon Bell.
And there's another thing about Adrian that stands out, too. He's the NFL's first $100 million running back. They gave him a 7-year, $100 million deal after his MVP season.
Hey, you rush for 2,000 yards in a year. I mean, you're going to get something.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. But what I'm saying is that's a landmark amount, and that's probably what Le'Veon's looking at.
But for all of Adrian Peterson's accomplishments, the one thing he was not, mm-hmm. maybe through no fault of his own, he mm-hmm. wasn't a pass catcher out of the backfield.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So, I mean, I could say that he was one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was phenomenal in that one dimension, but...
But the key word is phenomenal.
He carried a team.
I don't see phenomenal and Le'Veon Bell in the same sentence. That's just my opinion. I'm looking for a phenomenal. And see, that's unfair to an NFL player because I'm a fan. I'm sitting on the couch watching you play.
When I watch him play, like he can be involved in almost every single play, and I think he's capable of making a phenomenal play mm-hmm. every single time he touches the ball.
Okay.
And game plan wise, I mean, you don't know if he's getting the ball out of the backfield or if he's catching it out of the back. So he comes out, he doesn't get the ball out of the backfield, so he swings out into the flat, ball gets thrown his way. Yo, he has potential to make a phenomenal play, mm-hmm. and I think he's made a ton of plays.
Okay.
But the question is he the LeBron James of running backs?
Oh,
I got to get LeBron in there somewhere. I just had to bring up LeBron. My fault.
No.
Everybody said no.
My opinion, I mean, I have great respect for Marshall Faulk, but pretty much the best pass-catching running back, or at least one of the best, was Roger Craig.
But you know, Ray, the thing that gets me,
mm-hmm.
I've seen him on Franco, Rocky Blair, Merle Hodge, Thompson from Penn State come with the Steelers. But the guy that literally almost brought tears in my eyes first time I saw him at La Trobe was Willie Parker. Now,
fast Willie Parker.
Yeah, he couldn't catch, but he didn't have to catch.
He was good on the screen, though.
Give him the ball, the boy could roll. Mm-hmm. You know, literally, players didn't affect me. I mean, I got teary-eyed because I've never seen anybody that pretty, mm-hmm. that shifty, just zoom, he was gone. Right. Mm-hmm. And he was devalued. His coach wouldn't let him play for the last year at North Carolina because of some crap. So he couldn't go in the first round. Mm-hmm. Wade Parker would have tore everybody up. So, again, I keep getting back to Margo's point that they devalue in the sense everybody knew the Steelers would not have won Super Bowl 40 or even reached Super Bowl 40 unless they had Cedric Wilson and they had Willie Parker. Because Wilson torched the Broncos in that playoff game there.
One game, though.
One game. But what I'm saying, the point was, after he had the domestic – He started Me Too before Ben and all that. That was the first. That was first. After that happened, he was gone. Yeah. But James Harrison had basically broke the door down, and they let him stay. It depends on how valuable you are to your franchise. Yeah. That's going to determine where you're going to land if you have any personal stuff going on off the field.
Don't sleep, because if you ain't listening, you better wake up. We're dropping some gems up here, some diamonds, some jewels, because the knowledge is just flowing. And before we go into the break real quick, Marlon Briscoe is the gentleman you were referring to, Ray, when you said the black Denver quarterback Broncos, for the Denver Broncos. Marlon Briscoe was one of the first black quarterbacks as well to play in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
I just had to get that in there real quick. But it's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. We're going to go. The third quarter's over. We're going into the fourth quarter. We're going to wrap it up right after this.